call that?
Put
Caucasian?
It's well, if AAVE is African American Vernacular English,
is that what AAVE stood for?
Yeah.
I thought that was like his own thing.
No, it's African American Vernacular English, so it would be WAVE, White American Vernacular English, right? Like, put her there, buddy.
Put her there. Any nigga tell me put her there, I'm not putting anything there, bro. I'm not putting a fucking thing there, bro.
Hold on. Hold right there, mister, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shenanigans is definitely WAVE.
Oh, I got one for you. We'll see about that.
We'll see about that, pal.
You can hear me right here, baby. For those who are wondering, this is my daughter, Ari, my youngest, my 4-year-old.
I can hear you, Dad.
Say hi, Ari. Say hi.
Hi.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, just like your father. Just like your father.
All right, so what is, stop. All right, so what is this? What is this? NWO what? Say it.
NWO podcast.
Turn up!
Gangway.
All right, go ahead. They get started.
Thank you, Mama. Go sit down.
Yeah, that's marvelous.
All the children you see that appear on this show are all safe and secure. Just know that.
Definitely unpaid, though.
Oh, that's me.
Not paying them a cent.
Ladies and gents, welcome back. NWO podcast on these niggas. Go ahead and croon real quick.
We some niggas, we some niggas, we some niggas.
We love.
We some niggas, we some niggas, we some niggas.
I swear.
We some niggas, we some niggas, we some niggas.
We love.
We some niggas, we some niggas, we some niggas. Nigga, what opinion, nigga, what opinion, nigga. 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 Bitch, you need opinions, go and get them from these niggas. Tick. Bitch, you need opinions, go and get them from these niggas. Talk. Bitch, you need opinions, go and get them from these niggas. Tick. Bitch, you need opinions, go and get them from these niggas. Hey, me, Chris, Ricky, and Benny. Real niggas, we ain't never been friendly. Ben had this beat in the tuck. Once your girl see my meat, then she stuck. Hey, I'm pulling out heat, niggas buck. And if niggas don't greet, then it's much disrespect. Niggas, I'ma check. Get your bitches wet. Better have my check. Hey, we ain't got no time for y'all. In the couches, little girl, Aria. Fuck your shit. Damn it! It's okay. Get back. It's time to get back. Ooh, you niggas been whack. I can pound on my face because I don't play that like Damon. You remember a nigga ain't playing something, 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 something like Wayman. Bitch, this beat is sick. It make me want to go talk then tick. Out of Benny computer come straight hits. My nigga real, he ain't ever been no bitch. My nigga real, he ain't never ever switch. My nigga real, he'll never ever switch. You talk crazy and he'll put you in the ditch.
Maybe.
You talk crazy, he'll put you in the ditch. Hey, Aria mad though. Ooh. She ain't playing. All right, that's it. I'm cool, well, I'm ahead. She thought she was part of the whole show.
She really did. I'm sorry.
She was ready for interview questions.
Yes, she was. Ready to scream on the mic.
So when did you start being a child? How did you start that? You gave her false hopes, Richard. Not just going to be using me for the hook and chorus. I want the meat and potatoes, baby.
I need payment. I need some type of payment. I need nourishment.
She wanted to one-up on Malia. That's what she really wanted to do. Malia got the edge. She wanted to one-up Malia.
That's great, because they sound just alike.
They do.
So there's beef.
So Malia was her age?
Malia was her age. Malia was 4 and Aria's 4.
Yeah.
Damn, we're about to be 4 years in, bro. We're 4 years in.
Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
Damn. Still things to talk about, huh?
Right.
Still perspective, huh?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Madness. Don't get me wrong. I've caught us repeating a story or two. We're old.
Yeah.
I caught us repeating. We've definitely repeated a story or three on this podcast. We're old men.
But that just means that they're true. That's all that means.
That's all that means.
If I tell you a story four times, it really happened.
It really happened.
I was really in them trenches. I can't, you understand? I was really in those streets.
I was really in them trenches with them winches.
I'm proud of us, man. I'm proud of us because you know what? We ain't break up.
We haven't broken up.
Nah.
Like, you know, groups break up.
But you know what?
We took a break, but individually, we've been rocking this whole time. That's what real friends. You know when you really start a podcast with your real friends?
The group chat never stopped. Never, it was it always business
stopped.
As usual.
We never stopped potting. Yeah, never. Honestly, truly. We never stopped potting.
I think that's
we
beautiful.
We just did it internally.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful. I think
that nigga say we never break up like he expected one of us to be Bobby Brown or some shit.
Nah, I mean, it's not us.
Who do you think was going to have the drinking problem, Chris?
It's not us.
Who was going to be the cokehead? Let me guess. Me? I'm the cokehead. I'm the problem.
Oh, guys. Everybody doing well, though? Everybody good?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold on, though.
Let me do his little... Oh, my bad.
Don't step on my dog.
We were just, you know, it just felt so natural. We were just cooking.
Stepping on toes out you.
Big NWO on these hoes.
Big NWO.
Niggas with opinions, circle law. Yes, we came that far. I am Bennessy, take a shot of me. And I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Wow.
Ricky the Prince.
Why go on?
Come on, bro.
You got to.
And the vegan trap lord in this bitch.
Saka Fett.
The switcher rule.
Playing that last episode with Ricky on this Jamaican shit was funny, bro. When that nigga said, nobody wants to romp with me. Everybody knows me in my parish, bro. I was saying that shit all week. Nobody wants to romp with me. Everybody knows me in my parish, bro.
And it's crazy because
I never hear niggas use parish in casual English.
Maya always tells me, you find these words that no one uses, bro. Like, who goes around saying no one romps with me? Are you serious? Arya, turn the volume down, baby. We're recording.
Smallfoot. That's not a new
Bessie volume, no.
Here, baby.
Bessie.
Use this.
Bessie don't see God.
Sorry.
No.
Okay, mama.
Yo. Random side note though, I think I could sign up for possibly being the alcoholic.
why
because no, because look, I had this in my pocket. And I didn't
a flask.
I had this in my pocket.
Do you have a bar at home?
I do.
You have a flask. you have a UK flask,
and I don't know.
That's such a particular type of flask. We're just going to take a quick moment to pause,
guys,
ladies and gentlemen.
I would love for you to see what the fuck is happening here, okay?
You don't know where to plug it. I don't think you can.
No, you got to, baby.
It's the iPad. I think it only has the thing in there, don't it?
Sorry, guys. I'm being a dad.
First, you got done foremost. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You got four fathers trying to figure out an iPad. This is terrible.
Jesus Christ.
There has to be somewhere for sound. They make this to keep kids quiet. That's what it's made for. There has to be a hole.
The new iPads have the headphone jack with the charger jack like the other.
No.
Right. Ari, go to the room and watch this, baby. Go in the room because it's too loud. We got to do our podcast. Okay, mama?
Got that Reposado in there.
You got real flat.
Man, got a flask.
You have a bar at home?
Mm-hmm.
You said you had something in there?
Yeah.
Do you drink from your bar at home?
Every now and then, yeah. Yeah. Fully stocked.
I don't think I've ever done like that. I've never done like at home casual drinking.
I do it all the time.
But it sounds really adult though.
That's the first time I ever got drunk.
I have a full bar at my house.
Yeah.
So
this nigga has a bar.
No, yeah, literal and figurative bar.
Yes. Like all he's missing is a cash register.
You know what I wanted to talk about this, like. The other day when I text y'all about the weed shit, that shit was weird to me, bro. Like,
you wanted a joint.
It's never happened to me before.
Well, now let me ask, was it a bad day, a tough day, or just a feeling?
It was just like a feeling. Like, I needed, it's like I wanted to have that relaxing feeling.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, right? Don't smoke when you have the feeling, okay? Because you're one step closer to a $500 a month habit, okay? Don't smoke when you have the feeling. I tried to warn a few niggas, okay? Don't do it. Fucking quit.
I felt a little anxious, like a little.
Yeah, no.
One nigga shaking his head right now.
Keep doing it casually and save your money.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm about to fucking quit weed for daycare. That shit about to be back in my life, Jesus Christ.
My God, I can't. Damn. I'm almost
done. I'm about to quit weed for daycare, y'all, because that shit.
I got 3 more months of daycare, and we are counting down.
I got I never forget celebrating when I had to stop paying Eli shit.
Nigga, you know how much that shit is now, bro?
How much is it? I'm not on that
we
side.
We got a deal with 300 a week.
300 a week?
We got a deal.
This tab is looking like it's $1,100 a month. For 3 12-hour days a week. So I still got to do some shit on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Look at the look of horror.
For the stack.
I'm trying to tell niggas, bro.
And this is just because I have to be able to work from home. And so does a mother. And it's like if the baby, there's no working from fucking home around that motherfucker.
Ben looks terrified.
There's no working from home.
$1,100.
$11.
Bro, I pay $1,200 a month. I pay $300 a week.
Wait,
that's a discount.
And they will see your baby every day and put him in the street if you a day late. Yeah, don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around.
Did you see the viral video?
No.
Bro, there's a viral video, right, of a parent who I guess they had their child stay longer at the daycare than they were supposed to. Daycare closed at 6 o'clock.
Don't do that either.
And they left the baby in
they
there.
They locked the baby in the fucking daycare.
Don't
kid.
You ever Did get it fucked that? Up.
I don't know how you don't. You got one kid left.
It was 6. Everybody was trying to slide. None of that shenanigans.
He's safe.
Did the baby survive? What happened?
He's the mother safe. Got there, had to call the fire department.
To get in.
Holy trying to keep the baby calm through the window. But it's a 2-year-old. Nigga, you know what the fuck going on.
Daycare down.
You know what's going on.
I've been in here for 2 hours. How much hours by myself? It's dark. Crazy. I'm alone.
That couldn't have been intentional because you could shut some shit down off of that.
Yeah, no, it's not intentional. Yeah. But the thing is, mistakes like that can't happen when it's people's
plus,
kids.
You got one fucking kid.
You know what I mean? Like, no one wants to leave a kid in the building alone. Sure. Right. But somebody's still fucked up.
Somebody fucked up.
Somebody's still fucked up.
Somebody jumped the
ball. Heads still have to roll.
His hands got to roll, bro.
Because the one thing we got to remember is that that's not their kid. That's not their child.
Right.
So when...
But that's your responsibility.
Yeah.
This is what you signed up for. And I can't be at McDonald's and fucking take somebody's Big Mac and fucking flush it down the toilet and say, hey, well, you paid $7, $8.
Somebody fucked up, pal.
I can't do nothing. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, no.
You get paid to do something.
That's what your little job is to do something.
Little job.
All right. Hey, you're talking like them, Ricky. Come on.
No disrespect to the hardworking listener.
Oh, my God. Shit, man.
We don't think your job's a little at all.
Yeah, one fucking job. That's to watch my fucking kid. You left that motherfucker.
Listen, if you leave my kid in the building, I'll talk to you however I want.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're a little bitch with a little job. I'll talk to you. I'll say whatever I need to.
You lock my kid in there. We're not talking.
No. You're lucky we talking.
Gonna have my sister kick your ass.
We're fucking romping. That's what we're doing. We are fucking wrong.
So, guys, 2 weeks ago, we listened to a lawyer lobby accusations against Trey Songz and Chris Brown. And we got on this podcast, rightfully so, and read these niggas their rights. Mm-hmm. Now, Trey Songz still rapes bitches, as far as I'm concerned.
And technically, legally, you're supposed to read a nigga his rights anyway. So but do nothing wrong.
But brother Christopher Maurice Brown has been wronged.
And he's been doing nothing wrong but slinging dick.
Hey, he slanged that dick and never responded to that bitch again. The messages look so cringy. Anybody see the screenshots?
I didn't see it.
I heard the voice notes.
Yeah. I didn't even hear the voice, but I heard he released
Bro, she was down bad and she was trying to get his attention by any means.
Any means he necessary.
He must have fucked the Jesus out of her.
No.
You know what? It's not even, from the messages, she just wanted to be in the aura of a rich nigga.
Yeah.
Of
that nigga.
She got a taste. She wet her whistle and cuz was like, I'm good.
Wet her whistle.
And the thing is, even though she's a terrible person for a fake accusation, when you read the messages, you feel bad. Like, right after they fuck, she writes him...
basically saying that he's the best she's ever had.
And then she goes, is this going to lead to something or are we just fucking? I just want to know. And then no response for like 12 hours.
To get into a relationship with Chris Brown. Do you see how delusional this bitch was?
Come on, bitch. Come get the fuck out of here.
Chris Brown.
And then you accuse the nigga of rape?
What else did she have?
With all of this shit, you texting and doing this nigga?
That was the big joker.
Bro.
That was the big joker.
Thank God he didn't delete them shits, bro. Thank God.
And this is the thing. Rich niggas switch phones, bro. What if?
Yeah. What if?
What if
his cocaine dealer's number is still in that phone?
We're talking about a settlement at the very least.
And the problem is because unfortunately he has a reputation.
Yep.
It's not very hard to believe these things. I think it's safe to assume that every judge in America might know who this nigga is already.
Oh, yeah.
What's Chris Brown's reputation?
Like,
he beat the shit out of
Rihanna. He beat bitches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he does coke.
He got a reputation for beating bitches?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Because when you mention Chris Brown, a Rihanna joke ain't too far away. It's down the street.
And remember his behavior
with Carucci, remember?
I was going to call her Janaico. They all look the same.
I mean, and don't get me wrong. Yeah. If you're implying that it's not right, sure. But we can't disagree that's what niggas do.
Nah, it's reality.
You understand? Reality. Like, when we talk about R. Kelly, we talk about songs. That's sure.
Yeah.
You understand? But,
I don't.
You know what this reminds
intense,
me of?
Though. That's intense.
This reminds me of the conversation that we had about whether or not we think that people can change. And, like, what we're witnessing here with this whole Chris Brown situation is the flip side, or the ugly side, rather, where today's society won't even allow you to change.
But I'll take you a step further, yeah. Right? Who's to say the nigga had to change? Who's to say he's this violent guy? Mm-hmm. My nigga, if everybody was caught on their worst day, what the fuck would niggas say about you?
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Man. You understand what I'm saying to you? Like, if niggas caught you on your worst day, who would you be?
The polar
what would be
opposite.
Your reputation?
That's what I'm saying.
The polar opposite of how people feel about me right now.
I'm not saying that the nigga isn't violent. I'm just saying I know an instance, and he was famous for that instance. Mm. So now whenever we hear illegal shit, it's a little easier to believe because of it.
Like, that's why I hate TMZ, because you're literally catching artists or celebrities. Yeah, stay in the room and watch your iPad, okay, mama? Because it's too loud, baby.
Let's see if she can turn it down, maybe. That's not gonna go, is it?
Yeah, she's you have AirPods somewhere?
She knows how to use headphones, right? She uses headphones.
Yeah. Think of that. So yeah, that's the one thing I hate about TMZ is that you're catching celebrities at their worst, like catching them like coming out of a hotel or getting off a flight. And like, you're expecting them to behave like this model citizen. Like, can you imagine being followed all day, every day with cameras in your face and people invading your privacy and shit like that? Would you behave?
You saw it with Kanye.
I immediately want to fight, yeah. Personally.
Immediately.
It's crazy, man. All these niggas.
So, you know, I just want to send a nigga apology to Christopher Brown, my brother. Stay out of
nigga apology.
Stay safe.
Yeah, man.
Because
hold
I think
your head, man. Hold your head, King.
I think it's obvious that they're gunning for you, brother. Remember I said that like fucking last episode that I was like, I feel like there's a big conspiracy to get Chris Brown, yeah. But not this time.
Yeah.
But shit.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is.
No, but they've been gunning for him for a while. They've been coming. Once he announced that he attained his masters, there was like a little witch hunt for this nigga, man.
Boy. And the Tory shit's still up in the air. Nigga, Deshaun Watson beat them charges.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, he's been cleared of all the charges that he had against him in regards to the women, the massage therapist, I believe that it was. And thank God, and good for him, man.
But here's the thing, like, first of all, the acquittal is nowhere near as loud as the allegations.
And that's what pisses
number
me
one.
Off. That pisses me
number
off.
Two, I don't think anybody ever believed that square-ass nigga was doing that shit. Okay, all right, but I mean, I'm glad he can move forward.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm glad he can do work now.
But you know, but like, this is the thing, when are we gonna start holding these women accountable for this type of shit? You see it with Chris Brown, you see it with Deshaun Watson, you seen it with other athletes. How many guys' lives have been ruined who are not Chris Brown?
But who's behind it? Because with the Deshaun Watson situation, I
kind of
like
blame the Texans.
Their powers that be.
It's the Texans owner. But I'm saying, like, this shit happens to a high-profile nigga like Chris Brown and Deshaun Watson, who's arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now, under 25. You know what I'm saying? You're saying to yourself, man, he's going to leave our franchise. Let's throw him under the bus and do this.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as women goes, regular guys like us that this happens to that are serving time right now, they didn't do this crime, what happens to them? Or so, who didn't do it or not serving time.
You know? So let's unpack that a little bit. What do you think should happen to them?
They should face jail time, bro. To me, that's criminal, bro. Like, you're putting my freedom at stake. My name is at stake.
If I did 5 years behind a false allegation, you should do 5 years.
Even if I don't do no time, dog. The fact that you got the DA involved, you got police involved, my name is in the paper, my family's suffering because of this shit. I probably lost my job over this shit. I can't feed my kids.
Juicy.
Over some bullshit that's not true.
Juicy just went to jail for wasting taxpayers' dollars. They should get them for that, too.
Honestly, nigga, you can get in trouble for calling 911 for bullshit.
Mm-hmm. That's taxpayers' dollars.
If you call 911 and don't mean it, you can get in trouble.
Man. That shit's fucking bullshit, man. This shit started from slavery, man.
So
Plus says it all the time, man. The allegation is usually the killing blow. It doesn't have to be.
It's true. Your it's not reputation, to be true, bro. Nigga. Like, allegation, especially alone like, and then you know, people have this attitude where, like, if a nigga, if you see an article 3 or 4 times and share them, then they start to tell you, well, everybody not accusing you for no reason, right? Once a nigga get 3 of them things, people start saying, I don't know, bro. Where there's smoke,
there's fire.
There's fire.
It's true. That's what they say.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just bullshit.
Sometimes it's just smoke.
Sometimes it's just smoke.
It's thick smoke, but it's just smoke.
Sometimes it's just sex.
Sometimes it's just sex.
Speaking, it's just sex.
No cap. Since we're already here, y'all want to talk
it up for the actual victims.
And I think that's the problem, right?
That's
I think
problem.
The reason why anybody's really afraid to bring charges against fake rape accusers is that nobody wants to deter actual victims from coming in to speak. Because could you imagine?
They escape too.
Could you imagine a real victim lobby some shit, and then the accuser with a good look, what the rapist with a good lawyer skates. Now you got somebody who's raped and in jail.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That just
but and it's because our legal system is like, what else you gonna do? What else you gonna do? But that's
nothing can do.
So do you think it should come with a fine at the very least? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what you could do.
In certain cases where things can be proved without a shadow of a doubt, because I think no matter what, I don't want to put anybody who's been raped in jail.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At the very least.
So with the Chris Brown situation, like someone
it's proven
like
that she's a scumbag.
Exactly.
She needs the book.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we have documentation.
Right.
And we have evidence showing that she's
plausible.
She's
plausible.
Not a victim.
Plausible evidence.
And she like, she conspired to ruin this man's life.
The Michael Jackson accusers, fucking put him in jail. Innocent.
I don't know, brother.
Innocent.
I want to
fucking innocent.
You see? I want to respect Michael's victims.
Give or take.
You see?
I want to show reverence to Michael's victims.
All that hogwash you was just talking.
There is nothing funny about having your butthole tampered with.
At all.
And I sympathize with those children.
Fuck you.
They probably still have glitter in their butts.
Grown-ass fucking lying-ass men.
You were just on this. You were just on this podcast last week, saying how you wish ill on people all the time. You don't sympathize with anyone.
I do. Okay. I'm just saying.
if
there's glitter on his dick, then you can't acquit. You can't.
But there's no glitter on Mike's dick. Okay. Zero glitter.
Probably still washing the glitter off his ass right now.
Fuck out of here. Fuck you. Like a nigga use a wash rag, and all he's done is fucking glitter on there.
Oh,
fuck you.
God. He definitely has glitter everywhere. There's no doubt in my mind. Michael Jackson has glitter in his lotion. There's no doubt in my mind.
No glitter, motherfucker.
Don't nigga see glitter right now.
Because
the
nigga has a sequin jacket. Doesn't mean he...
And glove. And socks. Where does it
glitter,
stop?
Yeah.
Where does it stop?
Like
the socks not sequin, too.
It is sequin.
And the glove sequin.
Yes, it is.
He likes glittery shit.
He probably got a sequin undershirt. At this
he probably does. Come on, man.
He has a sequin bed sheet. I know it.
Just like an 80-year-old white woman on that fucking sequin.
Innocent.
Do you want to talk about Jesse getting jail?
God, guys.
Yo, oh my God.
One of my favorite episodes of us is what we call that shit?
Gay Tupac?
No, that's what he calls himself.
All guys on me.
What's
wrong with us, bro?
That was beautiful.
That was amazing. And remember we had the graphic with Tupac time. And we put his face on it? We wanted to call it Tupac.
Yeah, that was the original title.
We wanted to call the title Tupac.
All guys on me is still a masterpiece. I don't care.
That's a masterpiece. That is one of our best episodes. It's actually one of our most listened to episodes, bro.
And the graphic for it was beautiful.
Beautiful.
I think he's stupid. I think this shit's ridiculous. God. I don't like
we caught it from day one
that he tried to lobby like it's black
cap.
Struggle for this thing. But like I think jail time's wild.
Bro, but listen. Gay niggas and black niggas all got to come together and get on this nigga, bro. He used
on,
all
man.
Of us, y'all.
Jump on his head.
This is the thing. Black men never believe. So much so that the black community called out specifically black men for staying silent mm-hmm. when he first got accused. Everybody
that.
Was supporting, and they tried to ostracize us by saying, you guys never support. Why are you guys so skeptical?
Because we are logical beings, and we do not think emotionally. You see, if we thought emotionally, we would have gotten invested in that early.
It just never sounded
because
right.
Because we're logical, we sat back and said, hey, wait a minute. If a noose was tied around my neck...
That's, honest to God, everything else was up in the air for me, but the noose. Take it off, brother.
Nah, for me is when the sandwich made it home. When that nigga got home and was able to eat his sandwich, I knew something. Okay, you had a noose around your neck. They beat the shit out of you, but yet... That $5 foot long made it home.
You took home the cheesy parm. You did.
Fuck you. You're Italian. Made it home, nigga?
You took the BLT to the crib.
Fuck you did. Hey, Jesse, you're full of shit. You're full of shit. Fuck out of here, man. Niggas can't tell me that fucking Subway sandwich
That's
made it home.
That's ridiculous because
I knew that shit was scabbed.
After you get your ass beat, you leave the Subway home. You leave it there, bro.
Come on, bro. You leave. That's the last thing in your fucking mind, bro.
God, that's funny.
Nigga had a noose right in there calling you a gay nigga. And you're going to fucking pick your sandwich up and stroll home?
Can you imagine the image of a nigga eating his sandwich with a noose around his neck?
Come on,
it's ridiculous.
And he left the shit around his neck. Come on, bro.
And then, like, at his sentencing, he's yelling shit.
He has his fist up talking about, I am not suicidal. Nigga, you're going to county.
Don't get me wrong.
For 150 days.
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
The not suicidal shit, you can get killed in jail.
Ain't nobody going to kill you. You're going to be exalted. They're going to roll out the red carpet for you.
He's gay, black, and mouthy. They want him gone.
They want him gone. Empire scenes in that movie.
Gay, black, and mouthy?
Gay, black, and mouthy. Okay.
He's gay, black, and mouthy. They want him gone.
You know I love a good salacious title.
They want that brother gone. Okay?
Gay, black, and mouthy. It sounds like a sassy little fuck.
y'all want me to play it?
I am innocent. I'm sentencing you to 30 months felony probation, and the probation is going to be to this court, Illinois. The things you do those things. You will pay restitution to the city of Chicago in the amount of $120,106.
Yeah.
You are fined $25,000, which is the maximum fine, and you will spend the first 150 days of your sentence in the Cook County Jail, and that will start today, right here, right now. Mr. Smollett. Though the jury found you guilty and I've sentenced you as I have, you have the right to appeal the findings and rulings of the court or ask your sentence be modified. To do those things, you need to file a notice of appeal in writing within 30 days. You may also file a motion to modify your sentence, which would have to be filed in writing within 30 days. Anything not stated in those filings are waived for purposes of appeal. You cannot afford lawyers or transcripts. They would be provided for your charge.
Good part. This nigga, I don't hear all this legalese.
I am innocent.
There it is.
If I did this, then it means that I stuck my fist in the fears of black Americans in this country for over 400 years and the fears of the LGBTQ community. Your Honor, I respect you and I respect the jury, but I did not do this. And I am not suicidal. And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself. And you must all know that.
I don't mind him saying that part.
Yeah, I don't mind him saying
Okay, all right. Just because I'm a skeptic and shit happens. What if he was railroaded? Is that a possibility in anybody's mind?
Not at all. Not to me.
So there's no way there's a big conspiracy to make this
look
crazy.
He gets railroaded. But he definitely gets railroaded. But he not in the case you're talking about.
Then, in your mind, there's no conspiracy to ruin this guy's life.
Zero.
He definitely made this up and is an idiot.
Present me with the evidence that would lead to it being a setup. Because the evidence is so strong for the opposition that I can't even see it, that he's being railroaded, as you put it.
Do you know why he's being charged? He's being charged every count that he got found guilty, because it was six counts, but he only got found guilty for five. Everyone is because he lied to law enforcement. They showed him over and over and over again how he was lying. Like, this cannot possibly be true. And he kept doubling down. I respect him for that. He's going down with his lie. If you're going to lie, my nigga, lie. He's taking this shit to the grave with him. I can respect that.
Even when you caught. Fist up and everything, though.
But that's why he's going to jail. It's because the detectives keep saying, my nigga, even with the cameras and shit,
just
like,
tell the truth,
this shit was crazy, bro.
And they gave him opportunities.
They gave him opportunities
to be
like, yo, come on, we got to do all of this.
He kept doubling down.
The jig is up, man.
Flight delay 15 minutes. Let's go.
Good.
Ooh.
Let's go.
See?
Let's
always in our favor.
Let's fucking go. As I always say, man. Good Lord, watch it.
Let's fucking go. All right. Who else we got here? Did anybody see what happened to brother Ryan Coogler?
Man,
I saw that too.
Crazy, man.
Fucking ridiculous.
Fuck.
Did you watch the video or did you just see
That's black on black crime.
Man. I watched everything talked about him.
I want to just give
and
a
you
shout
know what?
Out
as
to
a
Ryan
form,
Coogler,
as a former though. Teller, you know what I'm saying? Who's gotten bank robbed? I've gotten robbed. As a bank teller.
You've been bank robbed?
I've been bank robbed.
Hold on. Hold the fucking
No, he told the story here.
I told y'all the story.
He told the story. Him and Ben. Mm-hmm. They told the story here.
You remember?
You see? Remember I was saying how we repeat stories here? Because
they
act shit like that.
Bruh, y'all niggas need a movie, son. The two of you niggas, the ill adventures of Ricky and Ben.
The ill adventures.
It's a cartoon. It's definitely a cartoon. I can hear it now.
The ill adventures. The amount of shit that you two niggas get into.
Together on the job.
What is that shit called again that Jim Carrey was in? The unfortunate events of Lemony Snicket?
Yeah. Benedict Ricket.
Finish that sentence. As somebody who's been bank robbed.
Somebody who's been bank robbed, this bitch did not follow zero protocol, right? Because first of all, when we got bank robbed, it was a little different. The guy came in there and said, hey, give me all the money. This is a bank. You know, he said, hold up. This is a stick up.
I remember you said that. Remember we laughed at that?
We laughed.
We were in stitches about that.
Yeah, you said that. So if you guys know, when you go to the bank now, you have to go. The guy pulled out his ID. You know what I'm saying? That's one you verify. She's able to verify that. He put his debit card, which is now a form of ID. You barely even have to give your ID anymore. Your debit card now, if you're able to put your PIN in, is identification, which he was able to do. He had a bank slip, a withdrawal slip, where he put that he wanted $12,000. On the back end, he had a note where it said, hey, give me my 12 G's, but when you give it to me, please make it discreet. And when you do the money counter, do it in the back because I don't want niggas to know that I'm going to be walking out of here with 12 G's.
Totally reasonable request.
Reasonable request. And as you can see, there's money in my account. And again, like I said, I gave you two forms of identification.
Bitch, you see Black Panther? Bitch, that's me. It's me.
Yeah, you behind the counter doing this. You don't even know why.
So then,
probably wore a black mask for Halloween.
Probably,
bitch, it's
bro.
Me.
Bro, probably. She probably went to the Black Panther premiere in fucking full
that
fucking
daishikas
and
you know
all.
The part that pissed me off the most? As they were walking him out. You could hear somebody saying, oh, good job.
That was her. It was her. The black teller.
Oh, my God.
And it was the black officer who, like, arrested the nigga. So that's what I'm saying. Like, on top of that, all of that shit could have been handled indoors, bro. You'd have to take the nigga outside, put the nigga in the car. They put all his staff in cuffs.
I feel like that's
the nanny, everybody.
Symbolism.
Bro. And I would have been so ignorant. Bro, he's literally in line because they keep telling him, wait. And out of nowhere, it's a nigga grabbing your hands. I'm like, hey, what the fuck is going on? Get off me.
And you know how
and
smart
that's why I say
he
is?
He was cool
out,
immediately.
He's so smart.
Because he knew exactly where it would have led to.
That boy was cool. Like, immediately he thought about everything he has to lose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had to be.
I hope he sues Bank of America for trillions.
I hope he does that and pulls out every cent. And I hope his homeboys pull out every cent.
That's where it's going to hurt.
It's coming.
That's where it's going to hurt.
And you know what, too? Like,
if I had to owe so much, I would close my credit card.
I might pull out every cent.
I don't fuck with Bank of America.
Closing all
that's
of
how I'm house. Feeling right now.
Bank of America's they're really a good bank though. Yeah.
I mean, I don't fuck with them.
Are they a good bank?
I'm out on Bank of America right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. They tried the homie, man.
I'm a Wells Fargo nigga personally. That's where I live.
I'm a Chase nigga, so.
Wells Fargo
Chase
tried
is nice
me a
too.
Few different
I fuck with Chase.
Chase
I have Chase in the credit union, but I don't fuck with
Same man.
Yeah.
You get paid a day early with your credit unions.
Yeah, we gotta
treat you good.
As Black Americans, we gotta look into Bank of America.
All these banks is trash.
He's coming.
That shit was trash all the way around, man. The black officer there, it was like, bro, like... And the nigga Ryan was saying, yo, y'all niggas, man, Google me, man.
I blame the officers less than I blame...
The person who had his name in front... How many fucking
bro,
Ryan Cooglers do you know, fam?
If you get a call that it's a bank robbery...
Even if you don't know if it's Ryan Coogler, bro, like... If a nigga robs a bank, there's trainings for this. If a nigga robs a bank, the note says, I'm robbing the bank.
Mm-hmm.
She dropped the ball because she didn't follow protocol, and then the manager she went to go get didn't follow protocol. How you go get a higher up and agree to do the shit that they did? That's not protocol. Did the nigga verify? Did he give you ID? Yes. Does it match your account? Yes. Did he give you his debit card? Yes. Did it match your ID? Yes. Did he put in his PIN? Yes. What the fuck's the problem?
Hilarious.
I did everything right, and now look at me. I'm on the fucking floor in handcuffs.
Everything you just said, I can only find one problem with that.
And what's that?
A black man with money.
That's the problem. That's why I'm hot.
That's the only issue there.
If that was a cracker, it would not have went like that.
Hell no.
And they would have the cracker wouldn't have even acted like that. He would have been like,
if the cracker was crazy. Robbing the bank, it wouldn't have went like that.
Come on, man. Hank would have went berserk.
Imagine Tom Hanks walking into the bank with a mask on.
I saw people on Twitter, you know, certain kind of black people were saying that he was dressed like a bank robber.
Fuck you.
What?
Fuck you.
He was literally dressed like Ben. Green sweater, I was about to say, hats, shades, and a mask.
He didn't look like
me. He looked like me on a Tuesday.
I seen bank robbers.
I ain't never robbed a bank.
He ain't look nothing like that.
Nigga, I got robbed at the bank, nigga, by a bank robber. He ain't look nothing like that.
We have to address how whatever black men dress for cold weather, y'all think we commit crimes. We really got to deal with that.
Real.
If a nigga's cold, because it's brisk, and I put on a hoodie and a beanie, I'm robbing shit, little bitch.
We get cold too. If it's cold and you see me without a hoodie, you better fucking run.
This shit is infuriating.
I'm robbing shit.
Hell yeah, I'm robbing. I ain't got no hoodie.
Somebody
getting robbed.
Something must be wrong. It's
cold and I ain't got a jacket.
I need a hoodie.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I'm at least robbing a nigga for a jacket.
At least.
That's a fact.
But if you see me in the cold with a jacket on, hello. Take a context clue.
Hello.
It's cold.
What the hell, man?
I know it's hard to believe, but my black skin doesn't protect me against the cold.
This shit is insane to me.
Real.
Good news, guys. The Real is being canceled.
What is that again? It's the talk show?
The one with Angela. The one with Adrian Bailon, the cheetah girl.
Oh, Tina Tamara?
Yeah. I'm glad to see that one go. Tamara. I don't know which one.
Yeah, I thought it was canceled already. I didn't know it was still around.
It's out of there, and I couldn't be more thrilled that it's out of there.
Yeah, get that shit out of here.
I'm glad you're saying this because I remember, you know, working from home and it would be playing on the TV because, you know, that's what she watches sometimes. And I'm like, how can you stomach this?
It's not good.
How can you stomach this?
Like, it's not
like
even
it sounds
about,
like noise.
It's not even about whether or not I agree with them. It's just
it's not about that.
It's not good. Like, I don't agree with The View, and The View's a little better because they have people with common sense on the show. But The Real is just a shittier version of that.
That really shitty version. Is that the one with Jeezy's wife on there too?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's just
yes.
Trash. That's just trash.
That is right. Mun Jeezy is on that show. Yeah.
Real quick, the visuals are paused, so I just want to let all the listeners know that.
Okay.
If there's a pause in the visuals, you know
why. Y'all see how seriously Chris take pausing? Is it? Everything get paused.
Everything.
Jeez.
What else is there? There's been a lot more information about Russia and the Ukraine since we last talked about it. Does everybody know more than they did last time?
No. I just know that they're
about
still fighting.
They're
still fighting over whatever the fuck it is that they're fighting over.
I watched a documentary on Hulu about these niggas.
Who, Russia?
Well, Russia and the Ukraine and why they're like doing the shit. The most interesting part about the whole documentary is that Ukraine's president used to be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Okay? This nigga played on a TV show where he was a teacher, delivered a speech, and became president. The show smacked. Now he's the most popular nigga in the country. Then he actually runs for president.
And he wins.
And he wins. And it's like, I don't know shit about anything. I just know that little part is dope. Right? Yeah. That little shit is dope. So now you have a nigga who's never been in government, and they're trying to take this man's country over, right?
He's not standing down.
And then, mind you, this is the same, because now I have, this is the same nigga who he asked Donald Trump for help to defend himself against Russia. And then at the time, Hunter Biden had a company in the Ukraine. And Trump was like, nigga, I will give you guns to protect yourself if you give me information on Biden. Nah? Well, then fuck you. Suffer. Hence, now, Russia's even further in their butts, and then the U.S. is like, oh, my God, no.
No. But the whole time, you never gave him sticks. You never gave the Ukrainian sticks. And I was, oh my God, no.
That's fucked up, man.
And it's like, I didn't understand any of it before, but now that I understand a little bit, it's pretty much Russia trying to make Ukraine Hawaii. That's what it is.
Turn them into a territory?
That's all. So I can't even understand how Americans could be anti this. Y'all know this well. Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Alaska. Y'all know this well.
Haiti.
Hey, no. But like literally, when you literally take somebody's country and call it the United States.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't forget Samoa.
Samoa, like, you motherfuckers know what that's like.
Politics involved,
you know what that's like to want the country down the street and go pick it up.
Yeah.
Man,
but
this shit is crazy.
It seems like
let's pause, baby. Come on, baby.
Yeah. But it seems like a lot of people are pretty much saying that Ukraine is not going to be able to weather this storm.
They can't. I mean, all they have is heart.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to. It's too strong.
Like, people are trying to talk. Like, they're trying to do the shit that Castro did to you to Russia, and that's like win the war with PR by repeatedly saying that Russia's going to lose or that they're losing and that Ukrainians have heart and they keep showing feel-good Ukrainian stories. My nigga, these niggas have guns for days.
Yeah.
Okay? They have guns for days. You can cut them off who you want, take them off Instagram, cut off their banks. These niggas already have the sticks.
Yeah. And that's the thing. People are not paying attention to the simplest part about all of this. This is not being called a battle. It's being called a war. It means it's not going to end in a day. It's not going to end in a month. It's not going to end in 3 months.
Russia bombed a Ukrainian maternity ward last week. Okay? Mothers and children still under the building as we speak right now to this moment. Right? Ukrainians and Americans are saying, oh my God, how could he?
Come on. This is war, bro.
You mean to tell me Russia is killing women and babies and niggas asking, how could you? Bro, it's too different. I don't understand. This is a lopsided war.
Yeah.
Hey.
It doesn't sound like a war to me.
Hey. It sounds like a sweep.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a clean sweep.
Because this nigga's just warming up.
That's what I'm saying. He's just warming up. He hasn't even deployed. Like, he hasn't even shown, like,
he hasn't even begun to take out blocks yet.
Right.
He's still killing individuals.
They're just going out there and just.
It sounds like he's just softening them up just a little bit. Hey, you
calling the war a clean sweep. 4-0. You hear me? 4-0, triple double, no gentleman sweep.
No.
Sweep,
nigga. Get your ass out of here.
That is fucking crazy.
Man. And that's the thing, like, after reading and listening a little bit, like, I kind of like, also, it should be known, both countries, racist as fuck, we can survive in either one of them. So, I really don't have a dog in this fight.
Keep it clean.
I just fuck with comedians. So, it gave me, like, a sight to lean toward. But honestly, if one blows up the other,
your whole decision maker, because that guy's the
is that nigga part of my tribe. That's all it is. That's all it is.
He tells jokes, I'm siding with him.
He on my tribe. That nigga gang. I ain't gotta ask no more questions.
But you know gang, that, hey, that comedian family shit, that shit's real.
Nigga, if you gang, like, you gang, it don't matter.
It's real as fuck.
It's real as fuck. He gang. Nothing else matters to me.
That's funny.
Now, if I find out that Putin tell jokes too, I don't know. Shit fucked up.
Man.
But I just know I'm rocking with gang.
He tells jokes, but if you don't laugh, you're going to die.
You're going to fucking die, bro. That's crazy. Hey, man. Y'all boys, hey, man. Keep your heads up. Strap up.
All right. Now, I want to ask this question because it's...
Damn.
All right. No, cook.
Y'all seen the UFC fighter that said he not going to go fight in a war in another country, but if they bring the war here, he ready?
I mean, what other choice you got if they bring war to your door? What you gonna do? Like, that's not a really tough guy statement.
But are you defending America if they bring the war here?
I'm defending my house. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going into the streets, but if they come to my front door, I have to do something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that doesn't mean I'm not defending this shit. Like, if they're fucking up next door, it's none of my business.
Yeah. Did you also see the guy? He's Ukrainian, and I think he was on a game show or something like that. And once he heard, you know, that the war was coming to the country, he fled. And when he was on the train, he was the only man on the train. So he pretty much got shamed into going back because
shame who into doing what?
Going back. He's going back.
I don't know if you saw They only let women and children leave the country. All the men had to stay there and fight.
And when?
You got me fucked up.
Hold on. You said this happened before?
No, right now is going on.
That, no, oh, so that's the rules they going under right now.
Yeah, nigga, all women and children go. That means you take your wife, your kids, I must go to fight for the country.
But if niggas bring war to America, we are fucked.
Nigga.
Nobody has a gender here, bro. You're gonna all men, all women.
No, who? Better
who's
yet,
gonna go first?
Better yet, women are gonna step up to go like, hey, no, I can do it.
Yeah,
if they can do it, I can. Bitch, take my place.
Let's go.
Go ahead. No. You strong ass. No. You strong, proud woman.
Take your big burly ass.
Take my place. Shit. Bertha, go ahead. Do it.
Grab a gap,
take
motherfucker.
Your big ass.
You want to hold it down?
Fuck. I'll tell you.
Your whole roster need to go. All the bitches.
All I'm going to do is
go
defend.
Go on the front lines and defend this fucking country.
I'm going to defend my house.
He said, your address. That's it.
And these fat men. Fuck, I defend America. When the fuck America defended me? Fuck out of here. Hey, fuck
America doesn't defend me. You offend me.
I am here to collect benefits and die. That's all I got for these niggas, bro.
Don't give a fuck about me.
I'm here to collect what I can.
What?
Take what I can for free and then die.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what y'all saying.
Listen, while niggas is going to war, I'm looting shit, nigga.
You know,
the fuck?
You know, that kind of plays into the like, into the narrative of ADOS.
Huh?
That kind of plays into the narrative of ADOS, though.
No,
we're just here to collect benefits and die.
Oh, they
fight
get
the
in
war.
Front lines. You,
my mother is literally right now building a nest egg to return to Haiti with. That's the game. My mother has no long-term plans here.
No.
Every week, she's just buying more fucking cement and more fucking drywall for her mansion.
Yeah. My old girl's ready to go back right
once
now.
Once she lays the last brick on that motherfucker,
peace.
She's handing her 2 weeks.
Peace.
Okay, taking her $500,000 and leaving
peace.
The country.
I never told y'all boys this, but my mom was supposed to be back in her country last year. We stopped her from going back.
Because of the pandemic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We stopped her from going back. She's done with America. She wants to go back.
Bro, if you have any kind of a savings, right, and you're still going to collect Social Security, like, if you can live in Haiti and collect American Social Security.
Oh, beautiful.
Paid in the shade, baby.
You know what I mean? All that just means that your mom check deposited to your account. You bust it. You send it to Western Union.
Yeah.
Com, whatever the fuck. And she can live like a queen.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. She can hire a fucking staff.
Bro.
Take care of her.
I keep seeing memes about $300,000 no longer being house money.
Yeah, that's over.
They're saying that it's condo money now.
That's over, mm-hmm. bro. I just went through this process. That shit's over.
But you can't find no house in South Florida that under shit is goddamn old, 200.
So
and everybody keeps saying, "Oh, the market's gonna level out." And go, nigga, are
level
you
level out
crazy?
To what?
Are you
insane? It's always been a joke down here. They're charging
that
over $300,000 for a house that was built in 1965.
Bro, as long as I live, I know one thing: when the prices go up, they don't go back down.
They don't, bro. In 6 months that I've owned my house, I've gained $150,000 in equity.
Jesus!
They send us a check. For having the house, bro. They literally sent us a check. I had to hit up Waymo. I said, Waymo, what is this? Because he was talking about it. I said, Waymo, what do I do with this? He said, yo, that's yours. He said, enjoy it. That's yours. Meanwhile, I was like, what the fuck?
So equity just builds and they just send you the cash.
Send it to you. You could do what you want. You could take out a second mortgage. You could. So what people are doing now, they're like, yo, I got a crib. I'm going to invest this for extra money.
Of course.
I'm going to cash this out and I'm going to buy more property. That's what we're going to do.
All right. Okay, let's get to business.
Yeah.
This question's been on my mind all week. I just want to know, is it wrong for a guy in a relationship to be a wingman for his single friend? No sex involved.
Is it wrong for a guy to be a wingman for his dude? No sex involved.
Like right now, if I call you, I say, hey, Ricky. I got two women right now. Mm-hmm. One of them is ready to go, and this other one just needs to be kept occupied for 2 hours. Could you wingman it for me?
I can do that for you.
Yeah?
I can occupy that for you.
Do you think, is there anything wrong with that?
As long as it doesn't involve me cheating, no. Like, I can occupy somebody without cheating. I can entertain you. I can hold a conversation with you.
Ben, is it wrong for a relationship dude to wingman for a single homeboy? No sex involved.
Let me step outside of myself. I got to step outside of myself.
Yeah, go ahead. Look at yourself.
Because what I'm thinking is that you can't put yourself in the arena for some possible bullshit to happen, which it could.
Okay.
Because whenever we're in that arena, there are other things that are taking place.
Variables, baby. Variables, there are
variables,
baby.
Variables, man.
There are other outside variables, yeah. Independent variables as fuck. There's alcohol. There's Ooh. Weed. There's
if it's in that kind of setting, I can't do it. But if we're like in this setting, like right here, and plus got something right there, you know, just two ladies and this, yo, I'm gonna go over here and can you just keep her company? Yeah, I'll talk to you just like I'm talking to y'all niggas. Yo, my house, blah 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 blah.
But the moment you sense danger, you.
But when I smell that this can go left, and you know when it goes left quickly. Mm-hmm. When I sense that this has a possibility of going left, yo, man, hey. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't.
Chris,
most situations where you being the wingman is like the person that you winging, that person also interested in you a little bit.
But that's most of my wingman missions were uphill battles.
Really?
You mean to tell me that every time your nigga said you, I got a homeboy you hit.
I mean, not,
must be nice being light skinned. That's crazy.
I guess
most of my wingman missions, I had no where I'm the wingman. I have no interest in that woman.
No. But I'm saying is it a situation where I'm wingmaning for you on two things that we know, and one of them might be interested in me?
No. It's a simple situation.
I have no clue who the other person is.
It's a situation
is.
Where I have a play,
yeah.
And I just need a screen.
I'm just running distractions.
I just need a screen.
That's it.
I just need you to bump. To give me enough room,
get me open
to get this shot open.
Yeah,
that's all I need.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. I could
now. So my question is, let's say if I call you, yeah, Chris, I need a screen.
Where am I at? Am I at home already?
You can't leave home for this, huh?
Come on.
No, hell no.
You
come
see?
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Let me ask you this. Yo, plus, if you call me and say, yo, Rick, I need you to blow it up. I'm gonna say, yo, mind, babe.
That's the thing. I'll do it, but you gotta tell me how to ask it.
So babe, I gotta get you at the shop. Hey, before you go home, wait,
nigga.
Catch me on the road.
Don't go home yet, bro. Come here.
I already know what Maya gonna say. Just don't come back.
Yeah.
Go home, but just don't come back.
If you ask Maya, you definitely can't say my name.
She already know what time it is. Plus?
Here we go. Here's the question. Here's the question that they hit you with. Why is he calling you?
Yeah. Whoa. Out of everybody.
Out of everyone. Why is he calling you? Is this
you
a regular
have any
thing?
Single friends?
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Let's flip. Maya wingman's for a homegirl. You hot?
That shit dead in the water. That's not even my woman. I'm telling you, that's dead in the water.
And like the same clean ass scenario we just discussed for us.
If it's a clean
She's just talking to a nigga.
If it's a clean scenario like how it is for me, okay.
So you're not hot?
I'm not hot.
She tells you, but... Does she tells you
if
about
she tells it, you after the fact.
That's what I'm saying.
You hot?
If she tells you before, do you prevent her
you
from
You know
going?
Before don't exist.
Yeah, there's no before.
Because we wouldn't do before.
There's no before.
If I called Ricky, he had to ask for forgiveness.
Damn, sure ain't going to happen with them.
Ask for forgiveness.
I can't give her before, so I can't expect her to
give right, so then she tell you after the fact, nothing happened, and you believe nothing happened, you're not hot.
I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
Sure, but if after the investigation, it's a clean investigation.
We good.
You're not hot.
We good.
If your old lady wingman and it's clean, she was doing it for a friend. You hot? You look hot already.
I take that back. I can't do it. I can't do it. No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Because the shoe on the other foot.
I was trying to figure out who I'm sitting next to, bro.
I can't do it. Fuck that, bro.
I'm trying to figure out who I'm sitting next to here today. Like, what the hell is this nigga talking? Because
this nigga is not. No.
You know what that boy trying to do.
Yeah.
So it pretty much is my ass saying, no.
Fuck no.
I'm straight. No.
Fuck no.
No, thank you. I'm straight.
Nah, fuck that, bro.
I'm straight. No, thank you.
What did her wingship involve?
Yeah, fuck that.
Conversation.
What kind of conversation?
That's what winging is.
How do you keep that nigga engaged? That long.
So to answer your question, I mean, I can't do it.
Why didn't that nigga take his phone and start texting females that he can actually hit? Why was he wasting his time talking to you for so long?
I need you to put this question on the live show list because I need more opinions than y'all's.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to know. But now I respect every opinion here. All of them make sense. But it's like, I guess it just feels like sometimes I just need a nigga, bro.
You feel like it's safe? Like you feel like a pan, like we're pandering, or you feel like it's like
no. I think those are real. They're all real answers, and they all make sense.
Hey, he's saying that he feels like sometimes he just needs a body. There,
it's like
he just needs a body.
I would never call you niggas. No, I would call you niggas to cheat. But I would never.
Let's clarify. You would call us for you to cheat? Because that's what you're saying?
You should have clarified, Chris. What you should have did.
Yes. Oh, my God, Chris. Jesus Christ.
You put me in dangerous territory, cuz.
You put yourself in. Why are you asking follow-up questions? The shit you already know.
I don't.
Holy shit.
That's why all I did is just pick up my flask.
Nah, that's nigga. That's all I'm doing. I don't have a flask.
Okay. All right. For real, nigga. What I was getting at is like, it would more. Even if it's innocent, it's just a bad situation then, huh?
Yeah. Because it's not until I sat here and thought about it.
And it's not even the situation. It's really hard to defend it. Because it's you hard. Saying that you would have a lot of questions only means that if shit was flipped, she'd have a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing makes me hot than when I didn't get no pussy and you're grilling me like I did. And nah. You're interrogating me.
You about to
like
be George Foreman grilled because, when you get back to the what, crib.
Sometimes, and that's, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. Sometimes when you're making a decision, I know for me, especially now, when I make a decision, I literally have to put myself in her shoes.
It's the only way it's gonna work. Yeah. Like just now, we didn't get real clarity.
Until we
flipped it. There's no
because I'm trying to think of all scenarios in my head where I'm like, oh, is this innocent? I'm just talking. It's like talking to a random person at work. Like, I could talk to you and make jokes. Until, you know, it's you think about her doing it. And that's, and I'm like,
I feel like plus calling me out of my bed, me getting out the house to go run interference.
It's crazy.
I feel like that's crazy. But if, say, me and Plus is at Plus's show, and it's a ting leaning on Plus, but she got a friend that's kind of clingy, and all Plus asked me to do is talk to the young lady to keep her away from the friend that he's trying to get at, then that's a different conversation. Like, I could do that.
And I feel like that's clean, but it's like,
it's never that clean.
Explaining to it to your old lady is going to be a tightrope situation.
The action is what I'm saying. Like, actually doing it is going to be clean as hell. Yeah. Right,
but explain
the explanation now.
Totally different.
It's dirty, man.
Because I'm trying to think about how when I get home, I can get this off and tell her that this is what happened, and she not looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. It's no fucking way in hell.
Yeah,
nigga, I was in a bar one time, and a hug lasted 1 second too long, and I felt two fingers in my back pinching me. It was her. I'm not playing those games. I'm not.
Nigga, y'all see the scenario. Y'all saw the scenario.
Why would you see me with my old lady to hug and rock? Why would you hug and rock or rub and pat my back?
Meanwhile, my hands are at my side already. I'm like, why are you holding on to me? What are you doing?
Y'all saw a scenario where I got in trouble. Yeah. And I'm just there. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, I was talking to the young lady, you know, was thanking her for whatever. And then all of a sudden, I turn around. She's there. She's been... I see y'all kicking and all of you be amazing. I'm like, come on, man.
That's the bitch you like now? That's the one you like?
What the hell is so funny that you are kicking?
Who's that?
Oh, my God.
All right. And the joke is never as funny when you try to tell
You took the words from my mouth. Never. Right? It's hilarious. What is it? It's funny. Explain it to me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what happened. She said, knock, knock, right? Wait. Let me tell you how.
So I'm not funny?
You don't laugh like that with me.
You don't laugh like that when I... You told me you don't laugh with these bitches. But here you are, laughing with bitches.
Having a good old time.
Man, guys in relationships, let me know, do you think it's cool to wingman? Ladies, if your man wingmaned and it was clean, how do you feel? I need feedback.
I know it can be done. I just
What if you were able to do it with her sitting there? Would you... Listen to what I'm saying. Let's say you have your homeboy. It's me, you, my girl, and we go out somewhere. A girl that you're trying to hook up with is at the spot that we at, but she's with her homegirl. Me, you, and my girl vibing the whole night. You say, hey, you think you know, she's there, like, you get Ricky to kind of like, da da da. No, it's not going. She's going to say, I'll take care of it. Ain't going to work.
I'm about to say, if me and my lady, we're going to run into it.
There's no scenario. I was trying to think of a scenario where you wouldn't have to explain it to where she's there to see it, but there's no scenario.
You know what I would do in that scenario you're explaining, though? I would try to, I would think on my feet and be like, no, you be the wing person.
Nigga, at you this do it. Point, what other options?
No you be the wing person.
Yeah, I was trying to think of one maybe that we can...
Make her do it.
To where you don't have to explain it to... Because like I said, you could be as clean as you want, but that explanation
It's just, there is no one. There is no explanation, bro.
That shit is going to be tough.
You can't explain your way out of
it. We have to make this a clip, and I need the streets to know. I need the streets to know. Okay, so I was on TikTok, and I saw this interview between these dudes about being a stay-at-home dad. And the shit resonated with me because I hate arguments where both sides are right. Ben, you pull up that tape for us, please? So it's pretty much these niggas going back about how valuable could a stay-at-home dad be? And whether or not it's one of those things that makes sense. And it was mad interesting. Let me know when the tape starts.
There's cats that are with a woman. Her career is on a whole nother level than his. She making money. He stays home. I don't think that that means he's emasculated. Because I think even to your point, Steve, if y'all got a relationship where, listen, sister's career is the top career, that doesn't mean you can't protect.
That doesn't mean that you can't show love.
It means, though, you got to be clear about what your role is.
Yeah, I can understand this. Things have got a little, you know, off kilter. She making more money. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And you decide to stay at the house for a time with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in me that's going to allow myself to sit here the entire time.
Right.
While my girl go out and kill everything we eat. And I'm sitting at the house babysitting.
Right. But wait, Steve, what is more important than making sure your kids, your sons, your daughters are prepared for the world? And if it's a brother at the house who said, listen, she got this financial thing, but I'm about to prepare some soldiers in the house. It don't mean that he ain't sitting there doing nothing. Right. But we have said as men that babysitting, it ain't babysitting. It's preparing our babies for the world in a way that they need to be prepared. Sometimes you got to create a model.
That's your kids.
It ain't babysitting.
But it's like this.
Hell no, though.
I can't show my sons, and I can't give my daughters the vision of a man sitting at the house while the woman is out getting
that part,
it. I can't make my daughter think that's cool, and I damn sure can't make this boy think this is cool. The family folds up. And your ass was at the house when the family sank. What are we talking about here?
Steve, there are things that you can do around the house.
Like what?
Mow the grass.
Mow the grass.
Here's what's interesting. So.
That was very interesting. I didn't hear most of it, but it sounds like.
Steve Harvey was basically. Steve Harvey, because one of the dudes was pretty much saying that, like, if it's good enough for a woman to be a stay-at-home dad and educate the kids, like, think about the gift you can be to your kids if you were at home to teach them every day. Like, it's no small job being the one to lead and guide your children. Like, that's a huge responsibility to be able to give your kids, to be that voice in your kid's head.
Right.
But Steve was saying, like, bro, how could I show my son or my daughter a nigga sitting home all day? Right? How can I let my son see that it's okay to be a stay-at-home dad? How can I let my daughter see it's okay to be with a nigga like that? Ugh.
Both sides have a legitimate argument. They do. But
what's more important? Like, what do you think? Because even Steve reducing being a stay-at-home father to sitting at home, like, that's not a fair assessment of what that is.
Right.
Right.
But you know, old country niggas, that's what they see it as.
Yeah, yeah. Just a lazy nigga who's not doing shit.
So it's like
there's no win-win.
I just know I played that bitch four times because I wanted to hear everybody's shit clearly, and I really couldn't pick a side.
I can't pick a side.
Part of me would lean towards what Steve is saying only because of the day and times that we're in. I feel like being a man who's just gonna stay at home could potentially breed a sense of laziness in a boy growing up.
Yeah.
If he's not, like, you know, basically the handyman, you know, doing everything in the house. Like, if you're going to be the stay-at-home dad, you got to be there, like, active at the home. Like, literally fixing everything, the upkeep of the house. Like, you have to show your son that it's important to not, at least, if you're going to be home, not be still. That's what I'm thinking.
And I think, too, the go-getter in us, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't allow us to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't do it. Like, I can't do it, you know what I'm saying? To each his own. Every family has their own dynamic. I won't knock a man for doing it.
Nah.
Don't get me wrong. A little bit of transparency here on this podcast, because that's what we do here. We won't cap. Like, my girl, she makes more than me. But best believe I am working tirelessly every day and night trying to figure out a way so that I can become rich, because I want to take that load off of her back.
But see, I also feel
she must make a lot of money, because you make a fucking killing.
Goddamn. I also feel like in a situation like that, it's like, all right, yeah, your girl can make more money than you do, right? But in terms of y'all controlling, like, the rules of that, like, even if you make more money, you can still be perceived as a nigga just there not doing anything. Mm-hmm. If when you come home, you're not doing shit. You know what I'm saying? If I agree with, I didn't get to see the video, but I agree with the gentleman whose stance was you could show your kids a lot just by being home. Like, me in my position right now where I'm at, my end game is to get back in the house. It's to get back into the house and spend more time with the boys. So it's like, I can understand the plight of a man who is home.
But I think your end game is not this. Your end game is to get back home, but to be like a boss from home. Not necessarily your wife is out working. Y'all are CEOs and you home. Like,
oh, no, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
If,
so
if it's to make the money so that, you know what I'm saying, wifey could be home too, definitely. But I think in terms of how I feel about it, like, my overall thing is like, she works from home already. You know what I'm saying? She makes money from home already. So it's like, all right, if we can make money from home and still be home, it shouldn't be looked at as a negative. Cause like, you could pull in 10 bands off of day trading if you at home, if you got time. You know what I'm saying? The world right now, especially, is so open to different things you could do to make money. I don't know. Like I say, it to me, it just feels. Hey.
Champagne showers on the at the set on set.
Championship. I want a championship.
Oh, shout out to 4 years for us too. So that's
Yeah, that's what that was. Y'all didn't notice.
And shout out to my nigga Plus.
Did I get you, Ricky?
Just a little bit. It's all good.
Cause I fucked myself up.
Plus had to dip out. He had to catch a flight. You know that nigga's on tour doing all types of shit. So shout out to him. So yeah, but that's a dope conversation. I understand both sides when it comes to that, because you know at the end of the day, I feel as if you're doing your part as a man, you know, being a good husband and a good father, I think, you know what I'm saying? Like,
your value will be felt.
Right.
It will be felt.
No matter if you're a stay at home or you're working constantly, like, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, I think your value is going to be felt overall.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't think being a stay at home dad creates less value for the male in the relationship or the family dynamic for that matter. But I'm not gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, I'm not gonna be like, all right, you know, forgo work. You can go to work every day, let me stay home, and like, I just can't do that.
Absolutely.
I'm not familiar with other ways how to make money other than getting off my ass.
Speaking of making money, I want to take this time out to introduce a new sponsor for the NWO podcast.
Sexy.
Their name is Graham Co. They are a...
Graham Co?
Yeah, Graham Co.
That's G-R-A-M.
G-R-A-M. Yeah, G-R-A-M-C-O. You can follow them on Twitter at Graham Co, G-R-A-M_C-O, and on Instagram, same tag. They are a THC gummies company. Their coffee is fire. I drink their coffee every morning.
Yeah, niggas ain't gonna tell me.
Nigga, they got a package coming to us.
All y'all it's on the way. Was they sent something in the mail.
Oh, it's coming.
All right.
The package coming.
Y'all ain't gonna get none.
So they provide gummies, vapes, pre-rolls, flowers. And we have our own promo code. So if you go to Graham Co., go to their website, or you go to their social media account, which we'll be posting. You can type in the code NWO25 and you get 25% off your order. So make sure you holler at Graham Co. They provide all your Delta 8 needs. They grow all their own hemp. It's a quality company. You have to be 21 and up. You don't need a medical card to do any of your orders. So make sure you holler at them. They're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And when you get your order, hashtag Grahamco. All right? Tag NWO as well. So shout out to the game, Grahamco. Man, they gummies is on point.
Tell them that NWO sent you and Grahamco will lift you.
Facts. But yeah, I was telling y'all boys, I had their coffee. We drink their coffee in the morning, man, and it's fucking amazing, dog. I be lifted when I take the gummies.
So let me get this straight. So the coffee, mm-hmm. like when you have the coffee, does it also like, in addition to relaxing you, mm-hmm. does it like give you energy as well?
Yeah.
Like coffee would typically do?
That's how I get through my I get through my day. So you know we have our 9-to-5 and then we have our separate businesses that we run mm-hmm. outside of, you know, here. So that's what gives us the energy is having our coffee and, you know, your other vices that you need to get through the day.
I'm gonna have to cop some of that, man, because the one thing that I hate, especially during the workday, that fucking 2 o'clock crash be whooping my ass, man. I'm sorry, no, the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock crash.
That's why I had to take the coffee with me to work, and yeah. I drank it. So shout out to Grahamco. They work with a lot of other podcasts out there that you know. Big Three Roll Up, they did their live show for the signing day. The FSU podcast and stuff like that. They're a good group of people. They support us, so you know if you support us, you know support them. We appreciate it again.
Guess what I smoke, nigga?
Promo code NWO25. Make sure you use it so you get your 25% off your order. I'm actually getting some pre-rolls for you. But they got a pack coming to us, so we going
to
fuck with
them. They got a pack coming to me.
Nigga, they got individuals. They got our names and everything. You better not smoke my shit, nigga. So shout out to Grahamco. So also in the news, man, I don't know if you guys heard of this. Did you guys see the Nicki Minaj? And shout out to Joe Budden, man. Joe Budden did an amazing interview with Nicki Minaj. She covered everything from her music career.
That was with Joe Budden.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah.
I saw clips from the interview, but the clips were only
Joe
with
is
Nicki. I didn't see
killing, bro.
To. Yeah, nah. Shout out to Gang, good. Man, because yeah. niggas don't want to admit it, but I know you watch us, fam. So this is to you. Bless up to you, you feel
Remember
me?
He started calling himself Tupac?
Yeah.
Come on.
I know you see us, nigga.
And then Rory called him out.
Rory called him out.
He was like, you got that from Twitter. I saw it on Twitter.
He should have just told the truth and said, you got it from Ricky.
Yeah. And he's tweeted us a few times, and he hit us up on Instagram. So, man, yo, shout out to Joe Budden, man. He's killing shit right now. Like I said, with the Nicki Minaj interview, she was going on about her career, her child. She was talking about even the implants in her ass and shit like that. Word. How Wayne
she
and them
addressed a lot of shit.
It was it's a dope interview.
I seen clips, but I didn't watch.
And the thing about it is, I'm not a Nicki fan. I'm not a Nicki fan.
I'm a detractor, as they would call it.
I'm not a fan, but I kind of like this. She kind of won me over, bro. Like, okay. Like she's a legend, bro. And like to see her in this way, like. She was talking that talk. Like, she's on that Kanye shit. You know how Kanye's like, yo, they talking about, you know, like, having a seat at the table and shit like that. Like, nigga, we create the wave. We are the wave. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's talking about all the looks that she brought to the game.
Yeah.
But they're giving credit to other niggas like Billie Eilish and Kim Kardashian, even though in her own right she brought in some looks. But it's a dope interview. Check it out. One of the things that stood out to us the most was when she brought up a conversation she had in studio with Future. And Future was like, yo, it's crazy. Like, I don't even be doing all them drugs like that. And she said in there, she's like, yo, I had to. She was
dry
like,
snitching?
Huh?
She dry snitching?
Not that she was dry snitching. She was just like, it's one of those things where she like, yo, I had to ask him to repeat himself. Like, what did you just say? He said he was laughing the whole entire time, but he was dead serious. Like,
yeah.
I don't even do the drugs like that.
Bro, if you listen to these niggas' music and you think that they're taking all the drugs that they rapping about, you've never done drugs.
Yeah.
You must
and you
be
probably
smoking.
Shouldn't. Really and true. Bro, you think a nigga can survive taking fucking 30 Percocet and a cup of lean?
Molly and Percocet and drinking lean?
Come on, man.
Ben, you got the clip?
I got the clip.
Let's run the clip.
You clearly don't take drugs.
Perspective now because superstars
my whole sword is
inadvertently become role models, no matter what. Mm-hmm. You can be the weirdest druggie in the world. If they like your music, they're listening to it over and over and over. It's programming. And they might try some of those things they hear you talk about. I remember I had a conversation with Future one time in the studio, and he said something that I will never forget. And he laughed while he said it. He was like, yeah, you know, people be thinking I do so many, like people be thinking I'm really doing a lot of drugs because I rap about it all the time. Mm. But they don't even be knowing I'm a lightweight.
That's crazy.
I said, in my head.
Okay, he's saying the lightweight.
Because there are a lot of.
Just not to the level you be rapping about.
A huge Future fans, for instance. And that's how they're going to feel closer to him, because they're doing what they're hearing him rap about. Mm-hmm. Not knowing that he's
he ain't
not
on it like that.
Not like that, no. Like that. So
that's dope. Yeah, man. So I remember Future said something about this, and his fans were pissed. Those little white kids that's doing all them Percocets and Mollies and all types of crazy shit. They were incensed. They were livid, bro.
Good riddance. I'm glad all of them are in fucking drug rehab and good for you, you stupid fucks.
I think he said something along the lines of I don't drink codeine like that or whatever. And them little fucks were upset, my nigga. Upset.
Codeine is highly addictive.
It is. It is. Most people at least, that drink codeine are addicted to it. And strong addiction.
And then on top, like they quit for a little bit, but they always pick it back up, bro. It's not something that I've seen many people walk away from totally.
Like,
shout out to you if you have, though.
Like, part of me wants to understand, like, what are they truly, truly upset about? Because, like, these little Timmies that live in the fucking cul-de-sacs in their beautiful suburban neighborhoods, like, why are you really upset about him not taking these drugs? Because more often, more than likely, you're probably not doing that shit either.
Nah, they're doing it.
They're just hype beasts. A lot of these dope motherfuckers are cap, man. Yeah.
Bro, you watch Euphoria. Them white kids is doing them drugs.
No, there is that population that are doing it. But there is also a population like what Ben is saying as well.
The hype beasts. That's all they are.
They're not on it like how they're proclaiming to be. Did y'all see that one chick that was on the lean and shit that was talking? You know what I'm saying? Like they were going crazy about the one chick.
I seen that. It was on the timeline, right?
Yeah, they were talking about
it? Everybody was like, because she has a Twitter profile, and if you go to her media gallery, all she shows is her drinking lean
and Sprite.
She even put lean in her Fiji water.
Yeah, her water.
All up and down her gallery. And everybody's like getting on her head like, yo, you don't have to live like this. Like, what are you doing? Your insides must be awful.
She was saying like how, oh, when niggas post they drinking lean and then no one says nothing. But the minute a woman posts it, I'm like, bitch, this goofy bitch. Like, nigga, that shit'll kill you, man. Fuck what you talking about. Got to. The inside's got to smell terrible.
And it's hilarious because Plus brought up a point earlier when we kind of touched on this. He brought up a point about Juice WRLD. Mm. Like it's crazy. He said hilarious, but it's crazy how you see what happened to Juice WRLD, and you look at an artist like Future, and you find out that he's not even doing all those drugs like that.
Right.
So it's like Juice WRLD didn't even have to like engage in that type of lifestyle.
Yeah, he didn't have to do that.
He didn't even have to do it.
He had a real problem though.
He had a real issue.
He was an addict. He was an actual addict. You know what I'm saying?
Became an addict, and then like was listening to Future's music and thinking that it's cool to be an addict. And you know,
was he influenced by Future?
That's what he said.
Yeah,
he said it in the interview.
And he remember they did music. I think they did an album together.
Yeah, they did an album together.
Before he died. It was dope. Yeah, before they died. So he. But
even him having done the album with Future, I'm sure Future let the nigga know, like, bro, I really don't be on that shit like that.
But at that point, it's too late, bro. Yeah. Like, the nigga's far gone, bro.
Like, if Lil Timmy is gonna be mad about Future not doing drugs, are you also gonna be mad about Chief Keef not killing 10 niggas every day? Not killing motherfuckers every day?
Those are the same niggas who mad at Dirk.
Like, come on, bro.
The niggas who mad at Future for not sipping lean. Those are niggas who mad at Dirk for not sliding for Vaughn.
Little crackers. Nigga, shut the fuck up. What you know about sliding, nigga?
You don't know nothing about sliding, nigga.
You little crackers, man.
Do you even have a gun?
Them niggas stole your lunch money. You wouldn't slide for
that.
They shoot
at the schools. They probably do have guns.
Probably.
Because when they got their lunch money stole, niggas ain't slide.
Yeah, niggas ain't slide. Niggas damn sure ain't slide. They went and called their dad. my dad's gonna have your ass.
That's another one. That's another one of them. My dad's gonna have your ass. They quit to say that shit to you. They quit to say that shit. Like, I'm supposed to be free your fucking dad. Fuck your dad, fam, too.
Pause. Don't never in your life tell me your dad's gonna have my
your
ass.
Your dad's not coming nowhere near my fucking
at
ass.
At all.
And if he does, he's gonna have to cock his Glock. Speaking of cock your Glock, y'all holler at Jude to get your gun license, man. Holler at Jude at Cock Your Glock, CockYaGlock on Instagram. Get your gun license. You can also get trained to shoot your weapon. You can call him at 786-315-3546. Holla at Jude. Let him know that the NWO sent you. Again, it's 786-315-3546. Shit is getting crazy out here. Get your fucking license so you can, you know, have you concealed and you could, you know, carry your weapon with you. Jude, cock your Glock. And also, we got to make sure we shout out Vegetarian Delight.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? The motherland. Vegetarian Delight. Make sure you holler at Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar, 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. When you pull up to Vegetarian Delight, make sure you ask for the Ricky Special. Okay? He'll let you know what the Ricky Special is when you pull up. You know what I'm saying? So all my rosters out there, my fellow rosters out there, ask for the Ricky Special.
Be prepared to get your ass beat.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to take care of you. Oh, so only I can get the Ricky Special?
Nah. The Ricky Special is we going to take you in the back and lump you the fuck up.
Make sure you call ahead of time and pre-order your order because the lines are always long because the food is so amazing. The customer service is amazing. It's 954-241-7402. Again, phone number is 954-241-7402. Fresh menu every single day. We usually post it on the socials. You can follow them at Delight Juice Bar on Instagram, Delight Juice Bar on Twitter, or you can follow the Vegan Trap Lord on Instagram or Twitter.
Also visit our website at www.vegantraphouse.com. You can purchase CMOS meal plans, juice plans.
You know, Chris, somebody asked me something about, speaking of that, somebody asked me, like, do you guys ship, like, sea moss and stuff like that?
Yeah, so we do ship sea moss outside of Florida. We ship to all 50 states. As far as food is concerned, we have not started shipping food to all 50 states, but we do ship all over Florida.
So let me ask you another question regarding sea moss. What's the easiest... What's the best way for someone to start using sea moss as a beginner? How to drink it, or
to drink it? Honestly, it's so much stuff that you can use it for. You could make tea with it. How I would recommend consuming it is cold, because you don't want to add any heat to it because that could affect the nutrients. So I would tell you to wash it, clean it, and do everything like that to it. And then once you get it clean, you blend it from there, and then whatever you put it in, whether it be smoothies or whatever, like, you could put it in whatever you want. But I would say get it cleaned and then use it from that point moving forward, versus to do it in a tea. But you can use it as a tea.
Got it.
You can, and then you can also use it as a face mask, a hair mask. Yeah, anything, right? It literally is applicable all over the human body. I don't know about the orifices. So don't do no weird shit with the sea moss.
I was just gonna take not a left turn, but a bit of a left turn.
Oh, shout out to Empress too.
Shout out Empress.
This Bel-Air is hitting.
Shout out to Empress. Empress. Yeah, shout out to Empress. Both Empresses.
Yeah, both Empresses. No.
Shout out
both.
To my wife for sure. Yeah. But definitely shout out Empress Raw.
Empress Raw as well.
So. For the Bel-Air affiliation.
And we are gonna talk business with you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
But go back to your point.
I just take Ross, if you're watching this, just take time and look how beautiful the bottle looks in front of us on the table.
Oh.
Yeah, man, right. We were so thirsty and parched, man, and we're quenched now, man.
Oh. Why would I drink? What's another popular champagne brand?
Brut? No.
Why would I drink Moet?
Moet, yeah.
When Rick Ross got Bel-Air. Come on, man.
Oh. In the White House.
The biggest.
So
pocket full of weed inside the White House.
So a bit of a left turn here.
Okay.
This is piggybacking off of a conversation that me and Chris had before you showed up. So what we want to do, and appropriately
You want to do it now?
Let's do it now.
Hell
appropriately
yeah,
he
don't even look at him still playing with his phone. You don't know
appropriately so on. After the vegan trap house promo segment.
Big up me. Jamaicans them.
Nah, keep that same energy. Go ahead. Oh,
we wanted to implement a segment that's called let's come up with a name right now.
I say we gotta come up with a name for it.
With be the,
like, what is the idea?
With the patois word of the day. Patois word of the day. Yeah. And the word that we want to choose is frass. And we want to give you, since you're the newly found Rastafarian on the show, we want to give you the opportunity to actually define the word. Put the phone down. Put the phone down. And you tell us. Sentence. You tell us what frass means.
First, let me give a little background. How I became a Rastafarian. I became a Jamaican recently. You know, I recently became Jamaican. But this past weekend, me and my lovely wife, Ben and his lovely girl, we all decided to go to a Jamaican concert with the Marley Brothers. It was the Maestro Cup Festival.
Great show, by the way.
Great show.
Great show.
It was amazing. Had the time of our life.
Everybody sounded amazing. I was really impressed by that.
Is that the first time y'all ever seen the Marleys?
For me, not Maya, but for me and Ben.
Word.
I mean, everybody on the lineup, though, everybody sounded great.
Nah, that's
no
what I'm
crack
saying.
Notes.
Like, whenever the
bro,
Marley
we saw
Brothers
a nigga
perform,
there that looked,
I know,
just I know. Like no, it's like real. All,
I know, man.
Maya's like, babe, look at Chris. I was like, no, that's not him. We thought, remember, we thought it was him.
We did. I looked about four or
if
five
it's
times.
One thing, if it's one thing that that. I would say amongst the Rastafarian community, we have, unlike lock and key, is the light-skinned Rastas. Like, it's so many light-skinned
Rastas. Bro, he had the glasses, he had the turban, same skin tone, same chin pad. No, everything was the same. And he had your vibe, he was just standing there chilling. The only thing I knew that wasn't you, I was like, he's a little too short.
Yeah.
That's what gave it away.
Push the mic towards me this way.
But
no, not you, Chris.
But,
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean like turn it this way so that when you turn your head, your mouth
you mean
is
like this.
So, you know, we had an amazing time. You know, shout out to my wife. You know, she felt like she I had never seen her so comfortable, like, in an outside setting since I've known her. You know, she felt like she was back at home because she's amongst the people. But, what's
people
his
of
name?
Hollywood?
When Yellow Man came on.
The people of Hollywood.
Yeah, man. our fellow Jamaicans.
Amongst her people.
Amongst our rosters. Yellow Man came in there, started talking about why he's in such great shape and because of his age and what he does, how he eats.
Shout out to Yellow Man.
Oh, my God.
I think it was like jaw cancer or something like that.
Yeah, because his jaw's all crazy and shit. But he still is amazing. His daughter, too.
Pioneers of reggae music.
You know what's so crazy? Jokingly, I call our barber Yellow Man just because. I didn't know that was an artist.
Yeah.
Word?
No.
King, yo, he's not just an artist, bro. He's like
one
of the guys.
Yeah.
Like NBA top 75 type shit.
Yeah.
Like that nigga's, he's up.
Maya was giving me history lessons on most of the niggas that was performing. She, like the next day, because she was still riding the high of that day, she was like, no, like, you need to understand what the fuck we was watching. Like, we were amongst, because she kept saying, that's why I couldn't sit down.
Reggae royalty.
She's like, we were amongst royalty, my nigga. Like, these niggas, half the set came from Bob Marley. The other set is like, there's a reason why reggae is, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so I understood that part. But like, just their lifestyle and everything like that. So I converted over to Rastafarianism, where Maya laughs at me the same way Chris and Ben and Plus laughs at me. But when I come in here with my fucking dreads and my fucking turban, and when I start fucking smoking bigger spliffs than this, because this is fucking disrespect to my fucking, my Rastas out there.
Watch that shit smoke you right now. Watch. You ain't even inhaling like that. Come on. Yeah. You're about to die right now. I know.
Praise God.
Let it out. Don't be a bitch. Let it out. Go ahead. Cough all that.
You can't
shit.
Even let it out. Praise God.
So I know what this segment is about. These niggas trying to make fun of me and my newfound fucking religion. But I'm not gonna let you niggas disrespect me like that or disrespect.
No. You're gonna give us
like that.
Whatever
you
us the
say,
definition.
Negro. Give us the definition of frost. And use it in a sentence.
I'm still learning the language, man.
Oh, you still learning the language, man.
What a bitch cop out.
Superb cop out.
I'm still learning the language and the religion, and niggas were blindsiding me. What the fuck is this shit, man? But now we're even on the show, though. We got two Haitians and two Jamaicans on the show, which is fucking like this is fucking dope. All right, our flag needs to be half Haitian, half Jamaican, like my family. Mm-hmm. My family at home and my family on the pod. And with that being said, fellas, we gonna record this Patreon episode. So let's give them some final thoughts.
Man, Frost, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Frost is a way to describe a state of mind. So whether it be that you're drunk, high, under the influence of anything, you could be one can be frost with happiness, right? It's intoxicated, is what it means. And
Mid Frost?
If I was gonna use it in a sentence, yes.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was gonna ask.
If I've had one too many shots of Casamigos, maybe one too many glasses of Bel Air champagne. You know what I'm saying? I might look up and say, you know, I'm Frost.
Yeah,
I'm Frost right now. If I smoke some top shelf weed, and that shit blow my head off.
Pause.
I'm Frost. Nah, the weed can blow your head off.
Well, my smoking capabilities, that's never happened to me. On the Patreon, we're going to talk about the night I smoked
y'all. That's such bullshit, because I have a fucking episode.
On the Patreon, we're going to talk about the night I smoked you niggas out.
Whatever you say. All right. There's an episode where Plus took your fucking glasses off, and you were plastered, nigga.
That was last week, nigga. Nigga, I was tired. I was a fucking high, nigga.
Tired my ass. You know.
But my final thoughts is, man, make sure you guys holler at Gramco, our new sponsor. It's Gram_Co. Make sure you guys holler at them if you want some pre-rolls, if you need some coffee, any type of THC. I'm not saying coffee. Make sure you holler at them and use the promo code NWO25 to get you 25% off.
You might actually be like transforming into a Jamaican for real. Why'd you say coffee like that? Or at least a Bostonian.
I'm telling niggas, man. That's all I listen
to.
I'm
about to say, that sounds more Boston.
Coffee.
How you take your coffee?
But my final thoughts are, same as every week, man. I appreciate y'all, the loyal listeners, for coming back each and every week, supporting the show, streaming our content, engaging with us on the gram and on Twitter. Make sure to tell a friend about the podcast. And shout out to Gramco again. It's hopefully going to be the beginning of a beautiful relationship between the NWO podcast and Gramco. Make sure you hit them up. Use the promo code NWO25. Get 25% off of all your CBD, your hemp, your coffee, all of that. Because all your pre-rolls, because I'm going to be copping. So, and feel free to send us a picture of y'all purchasing or using the items, and we'll send you an additional promo code for some discounts on merch.
Ooh, not a deal on top of a deal.
A deal on top of
deals
a deal.
Deals on deals.
And you know deals what? Deals. You get to still use that discount and pay in 4 installments because niggas is on Klarna now.
We on Klarna now. You can pay in full.
So you don't got to drop the bag on the dad hat.
You ain't got to drop the bag. No,
I could just drop the tips on there.
I just caught the dad hat and it's $6 a pop, my nigga. Six.
What's up, man?
Go get you a hat, man.
That's crazy.
Get your gear, man.
You
get
know
your
we
gear.
Got jackets on the NWO pod page that I was worried cost too much.
Now
you can break it down in a simple 5-payment installment.
Four payment installment.
Wow.
Niggas is legit out here,
and
man.
And you could use your promo code.
Give us that website again, Ricky.
It is nwopod.com/shop. You go there, you can pick out what you want. We have hats, we have jackets, we have shirts, bathing suits, we have beanies.
The summertime's here.
It's spring now. Summertime is coming. We're going to give y'all a little bit more time, you know, to get your bodies right and tight and everything like that, because we're going to be outside.
And we are working. I don't know when it's going to be done, but we are in beginning stages of working on our own NWO weed strength. So stop playing with us, man.
Let's go.
Who's in the drop top, bitch? Stop playing with me.
What can Shout out Jermaine Cole.
What can we call it? Right now, give me the name of your strain of weed.
Oh, boy, that's tough.
Let's see. Here we are, nigga. The weed is here, nigga. We are here.
I like that. I like that
Menula,
a lot, actually.
Nigga. I'm smoking on that Menula pack, nigga. We here, nigga.
Not going cap.
Hey, man.
Hey, let's clip this off. We're going to clip this off.
So, yeah.
Chris, your final thoughts? Did you give it to us?
Nah, I haven't. But my final thoughts match yours, bro. Shout out to everybody who's continued to listen, who's continued to engage with us, who's continued to push us, who's continued to put us in front of people. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody doing the right thing, man.
And shout out Plus. Plus had to dip out. He a real nigga. He came, and he didn't have to do this, but he pulled up so you guys can get an episode. And hopefully you make it home safe, bro.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully you catch your flight, cut.
Hopefully you make your flight, because he sacrificed, bro. Yeah, he did. So I can't give him real shit nigga. No more. He a real nigga for that.
But listen, piggybacking off of what Chris said, don't be afraid to engage with us on Instagram and on Twitter. DM us the shit that y'all see, too.
Yeah, man.
We could all talk about it. We could all comment about it.
It's called Niggas with Opinions. So, like, the niggas include you guys, too.
That includes y'all.
Don't just let us stand up in front of millions of people and be the niggas
by ourselves. If you want a more personal vibe, holler at the Patreon. We about to get on Patreon right now, and we going to give it to y'all there. So,
we recording Patreon right after this.
If you watching this episode and you fucking with this, right, and you fucking with this vibe, too bad for you, this one is done. We about to start it on Patreon, though. So if you fuck with that, go holler at us.
And what's the song of the week, man?
This week's song of the week comes at the hand of Future Hendrix himself. And it is a message that I stand by and I would like to push out to y'all. Don't ever get too complacent.
Don't do it.
Don't ever get too comfortable. As Future said on his hit track, Too Comfortable.
And thank you for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
Better not get too comfortable. Bitch, don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Bitch, don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Bitch, don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Bitch, don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. 4-5 hoes, up a minute, I'm gaining. Yeah, it's 5 dollars, poker hunters, going to get a genie. 3-4 stacks on a chinchilla bean. Got a cup full of mud and a drape and Celine. Yeah, can't think for yourself, gotta think for the team. Yeah, put me like a star, gotta treat me like a king. Yeah, gotta roll with a chopper with a certain amount of bling. Yeah, bitch, don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Yeah, swerving a bulletproof coupe. Yeah, if I got you, I shoot out the roof. Yeah, turbo 63, try to look blacker. Knees, I keep it a G. Louis V, came with a duffel bag full of moolah. I put the fragrance on your pooch. Got my attention, stay exclusive. Put on the Rolls Royce intervention. It's hard to stay sober when I'm spinning. It's hard to stay faithful when you're winning. Showing you grateful and independent. Fuck all the danger. Spray out a stranger, you get too close. I said 300, but the rain really fold. You talking back to me, I'ma cut your throat. Bitch, don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Yeah, bitch, don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. 4-5 hoes up a minute, I'm gaining. Yeah, it's 5 dollars, poker hunters, go and get a genie. 3-4 stacks on a chinchilla bean. Got a cup full of mud and a drape and a Celine. Yeah, can't think for yourself, gotta think for the team. I'm thinking colossal, thinking about flying the vibes out, going tropical. I know I'm impeccable, seen what these niggas can do when that shit get federal. Caught in between, eat up a queen, eat up a bean like vegetables. Step out on the scene, living like a king, I know this game can be treacherous. They was thinking that it couldn't be done, and it's tangible. Tell me how you get this comfortable, you ain't a wild animal. Simply did it because they said it couldn't be done, and I went beyond. Can't even pay for my son, he on probation, they revoked this bun. Yeah, gotta light another blunt, yeah, I'm not a publicity stunt, yeah. I'd have been through more shit this month than a nigga been through in a lifetime. Cut a few niggas and bitches off, they were just wasting my time. Pretty and fine, the way this girl's designed, hope she can read my mind. Bitch, don't get too comfortable.
Better not get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. That bitch don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. 4 or 5 hoes up a minute, I'm a genie. Yeah, it's 5,000 poker hunters going to get a genie. 3-4 stacks on a chinchilla bean. Got a cup full of mud and a drape and a saline. Yeah, can't think for yourself, gotta think for the team. Bitch, don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Yeah, bitch, don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable.